Patty, it's Lucio.
Hey, Lucio.
So late. Is the governor around?
Yeah, hold on.
Bye.
Hey.
Hey, sorry to call so late.
Yeah.
You probably know this. Schofield and I got a call from John Chase about 10 minutes ago. He said they're writing a story for tomorrow's paper that says, as part of the federal investigation, they have recordings of you, and also John Wyma's cooperating with the feds. I've got calls out to Quinlan waiting to hear back, so does Mary Stewart. I just haven't heard back from him yet. I assume we're not going to say anything, but I want you to know.
They have recordings of me and Wyma's cooperating with the feds? Who said that?
John Chase. He said the story's going to say two things. He left me a message I didn't pick up because I wanted to hear what he had to say. He said, one, it'll say it's part of the federal investigation. They have recordings of you. He doesn't say what it says on the recordings. And number two, that John Wyman's cooperating with the feds.
Huh.
So, I assume we're not going to say anything, but just so you know, then tomorrow's paper, that's going to be in there.
In the Tribune tomorrow?
Correct.
Recordings of me?
Correct.
On the telephone with Wyma, maybe?
I don't know. Like I said, I didn't pick up the phone. I didn't want to get into it with him, so that's what he left on my voicemail.
And where's Quinlan?
I don't know. I've got Mary's calling him, and I've called and emailed him.
All right, I'll get him. I'll call you back. Bye.
Bye.